In the Price County town of Fifield, John Weindorfer pretty much knows everyone and they know him. Popular gathering places for the population of 989 include the historic post office and a local restaurant, the Country Cafe.
Hey, Don.
Hi, John. How you doing?
Hi, okay, yourself?
Good. Good.
As he arrives for his noon meal, Weindorfer clearly remembers serving in the mess hall on the USS Cassin during the attack on Pearl Harbor.
Nobody expected it. Things were too hectic. We really didn't have nothing to, you know, be scared of or anything because we was helping a lot of wounded. They brought him in the mess hall, and there's three of us helped take care of him and transfer him to hospitals.
69 years later, he can still remember the meager ration served up to those lucky enough to be alive.
We still had guys laying on tables and so forth. So we had celery stalks. We filled them with peanut butter, and each guy got three of those and a cup of coffee for dinner.
He was 17 back then. Now he's 86. Making it to that age is quite the accomplishment. All the more so for Weindorfer, he survived three airplane crashes while in the military.
First one, we tore half the wing off the airplane, and then the pilot said, Weindorfer out. So I climbed out the airplane, crossed the fuselage up bottom wing, and went out on the left wing and laid out there, and then told the pilot, okay, and then he full throttled, and we went up on the beach and in the jungle because we had to hide the airplane.
That was during World War II. In the second crash, the plane Weindorfer was riding in dove into the San Francisco Bay. He helped extricate the trapped pilot. The third crash, Weindorfer's almost sheepish in describing it. They crashed into a snowbank during takeoff. This is a guy who managed many a dicey situation through a combination of luck, skill, and fate. He survived 9 different bombings in his military career, and in 1962, he cheated death again. He was scheduled for an inspection tour of a U.S. plane that went down near Cuba. Instead, he went on furlough. Another man took his place.
So when I came back from my furlough, I had my radio on the news. And our squadron commander reported that airplane disappeared in the Bermuda Triangle with 10 men aboard. That's the one I was scheduled to go on.
His career involved 44 different bases, most of them in Japan, Australia, and Alaska. Now far from those places, he's still keeping busy in civilian life. A friend of Weindorfer's and director of the Price County Veterans Service, Ted Harvey, notes how Weindorfer is taking care of soldiers' bronze gravestone plaques and is writing a history of soldiers in the 21 cemeteries of Price County. Those soldiers go back to the Civil War, up to World War I.
He told me something, 8, 9 years ago, John said something to me, and he says, you know, the worst thing that can happen to a veteran is to be forgotten. So he's worked on not forgetting anybody.
And with the Lifetime Achievement Award for Weindorfer's community and military service, it's a good bet that he, too, will be remembered as he wanted others to be. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.